A Feral Darkness by Dorana Durgan. Chapter 1. Thurizaz. A Gateway. Always. Forgotten gods fill the layers of heaven. Quiescent. Subordinate. Long ago superseded. Waiting. And every so often reminded of their own existence. 19 years before now. She is 9 years old, with tears streaming down her face, in the intermittent hiccup of a sob jerking her chest. Dressed in the ragged cutoffs and worn T-shirt that have been the choice of a generation of children, she does not wait to hear the rest of her mother's words. She races out of the house, the screen door banging hollowly in her wake, and runs across the soft spring grass of the yard to duck between the first and second strands of the electric fence, feeling the swift zing of electricity run above and below her. The old hound follows at his leisure, but follow he does, as stubborn in this as ever in following a trail, even though it takes him a moment to rise and his movement is stiff when he does. His tail waves in gentle arcs as he detours to slip between gate and post rather than duck the fence wire. The day is barely warm enough for the shorts that hang on the girl's lanky frame, but he is already panting. She stops to wait for him, of course, and one hand slips inside her back pocket to feel the stiff, folded square of paper only recently purloined from her father's magazine. On it is a photo of a sculpture, a simplistically elegant hound. Not a treeing hound like her lifelong companion, but a gaze hound, couchant, with a long neck and pointed nose, and a gaze hound's insignificant ears. He catches up with her, pleased with himself, and lifts his head to look up at her with a hound smile through his panting. Unlike the statue, his ears are long and heavy, and the softest things she ever has or ever will feel. But she doesn't care about the differences between her companion and the Lydney hound. She's not particularly concerned about all the details in the accompanying article that are beyond her ability to digest. Cold anthropological facts that even her father doesn't read. She's seen him turning the pages with dirt-encrusted fingers, skipping from one bright glossy photo to another, and getting glimpses of places that don't yet pull her own attention away from this small farm. That's all he wants, the glimpses, and when he's had enough, he puts the magazine beside his lounge chair and ambles off to see if he can fix whatever mechanical thing has gone wrong now.